Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. You know where you are, and so do I. For those listening and not here, we're in Megiddo. Now, that may mean nothing to those listening, but I'll explain in a moment the other word. Some of you have figured it out. We're spelling three words, one letter at a time, through 13 channels. We often do this. It's a theme of the area. You figured out the three words. Peace in Israel. But it may have been difficult at first, for the spelling was not what you expected. It was spelled for you backwards. One letter at a time from the end of a Western alphabet. But the first alphabets, many of the originals, including the ones here, the ones even today that are Arabic and Hebrew, are read and written and spelled right to left. And so we have chosen to give you these letters in this way, in honor of the languages of the land. And so now you know. The letter that we are going to give you today, you now expect. It is the final letter of the first word. It's the letter E. I'll tell you what it means in a moment. This place has another name. It is the place of Armageddon, Apocalypse. I want to review with you what it means. And of all of the channels that I have given in this land, this may be the most important. It's important for you. It's important for humanity. It's really important for Israel. This is where it all was going to end. It is profoundly in Jewish history. These are the final battles. The ones fought where you sit, in the Armageddon. It is in Christianity. These are the final battles. It is all over the planet. Wherever you look, you find the words Armageddon. And they refer to where you are today. It's almost like the area has been prepared. For it is in a place in the middle of Upper Israel where many battles have already taken place. Over and over. Almost like the land is being prepared for the final one. The letter E is going to stand for Exodus. Not the Exodus that you think. We're going to call this channel the second Exodus. And the Exodus I speak of is one of humanity's future and consciousness. Now I speak to 300 sensitives, people who are sensitive. Some of you much more than others. Some of you have already felt the energy of the places you've been. It happened in Masada. It happened at the river. Some of you in the Sea of Galilee. I want you to be aware of what's here. And I want to be careful as I talk to you about it. Listen to the entire channel. Please, don't stop here. This place represents humanity's duality. The choice to destroy yourselves has always been part of the future of the human race. You have almost done it four other times. As much as you think you know about history, there was much history before this history. But this was supposed to be the last one. And immediately the prophecies began. The Armageddon would happen here. Now it starts to make sense. And I'm going to tell you why in a moment. But first, the energy. Can you imagine what it's like here when humanity has looked at this place for many generations and feared it? They feared the end. And the prophecy kept coming. And the prophets kept talking about it. It became scriptural. What happens when layers and layers of fear are projected to one spot? If you are an energy worker here, now you know why you're feeling what you're feeling. It may be inappropriate to say, this is not a good place to be. You're going to leave soon. But you may feel it while you're here. The crux of duality. The end of humanity. Death on a scale you have never seen. In my partner's lifetime, it started to come to a focus. With weapons of mass destruction starting to be available to many, two superpowers on the planet started to align themselves for the Armageddon. This is 3D history. This is not esoteric. Up to 50,000 nuclear weapons, all pointed at each other. The Earth was poised and ready for the Armageddon. Now here was the prophecy. And now you know why it makes sense that the name of this place corresponds with the prophecy. For the point of contention that would be the spark of the final world war would be problems in Israel. This is what would start it. Treaty obligations would bring in the United States to be defended by treaty obligations of the Soviets. You know how this goes. You drop one, you drop all. War is this way. It's very difficult to have a limited scale war. It's either war or it isn't. It's either life or it's death. And dear ones, you're sitting in death. For generations. Don't turn off the channel. Don't stop listening to the channel. Do you see how this made sense? Problems in Israel would create the final war. And this is ground zero. Or is it? The teaching of the indigenous of the planet, as well as that of Kryon, is that the precession of the equinoxes marked a demarcation point, a point of change that the planet had never seen before. Human nature was going to start growing up. Wisdom would begin to be more common. Solutions to hatred would start to occur that you'd never thought possible. This is not Kryon's words. These come from the indigenous of the planet. Those who have been around thousands of years before Abraham. That is original prophecy. If we would make it past 2012, there would be an exodus of energy. And the exodus is from the old prophecy to the new. Coming out of an old land of slavery of thought, where war seemed to be the only way humans communicated, into a promised land of new thought, where war would eventually be seen as archaic, ugly, and never the answer. Finally, the wisdom of the planet would understand that war begats war. War creates war. War is never a solution. Dear ones, if any war on this planet had been a solution, you wouldn't have any more war. And you do. Right now. Slowly. You are moving into the promised land of new thought. When you get up from this place and you leave it finally, I want you to look back for a moment. I want you to look back for a moment and understand it's not what you think anymore. You might even bless it and think about the Exodus. For this place will slowly lose its energy. It will not be the end of anything. It will dissipate. But dear ones, there is something going on bigger than any kind of old prophecy. If you recognize this, if you're really listening, if you understand what I'm telling you in this place, you will do something we call cognizing. You'll believe it. And every cell of your body can stand tall and say, "Now I know why I was born now." Masters, all, you have the wisdom of love, the solution, the exodus. Get up from this place differently than you sat down, huh? Say goodbye to the Armageddon. And so it is.